Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagiga Daf Yud Beis in the Ois V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Yud Aleph on Yud Beis, seven lines from the bottom in the two dots. So, the Gemara B'Shamayim Shemayim Divru Tchilo V'Chakach Oretz. What was created first was Shemayim, and then the Oretz was created. We see Loimim Ha'Oretz Nivru Tchilo V'Chakach Shemayim. First the Oretz, and then the Shemayim. Elu mevim tam ledivrem, ve'elu mevim tam ledivrem. Each one brings a raya to his shito. My time with the bechamai. What's the reason bechamai? Bereishis bor elokim. It's a shemayim ve'es oretz. For a shemayim, then the oretz. Lamel shoso kise. Bring a marshal to a king who made a chair. Mishoso also afiforin shaloi. Once he made the chair, a footstool that fits the size of the chair. And why do we know the Oretz is considered to be a footstool? Because it says Shemayim Kisi. For Oretz, Adon Reglai. Shemayim is the chair, and the Oretz is the place to put the feet. So it makes sense that the chair comes first. Matayim on the Bisil. What's the reason of Bisil? What's the source of Bisil? It says in the Pasuk, Bayoim Asois Hashem Elokim, Eretz Shemayim. There it says Eretz before Shemayim. Lamelech also Paltin, like a king, it's a Moshe, a king, who built the palace. Mishibor has the Techtoinim, also says, we start when you build a building, start from the bottom and go up. So we may also here, starts with the, from the bottom, goes up. As the Pasuk says, Af Yodi Yozdo Oretz, the Oretz is the Yesoidis, that is the foundation. Vehimini Tov Cheshamayim, and then the right builds the Shemayim on top of that. So the one David based on Dalef Omer Avidu Rapazi Vidom Yisrael Bisil. Right to Bisil is Lefnima Oretz Yisadato Umaseh Yadecho Shemayim. In the beginning you did the Oretz and with your hands you did Shemayim. So Oretz comes first. Omer B'chirim Mimokosh Bisil Mevim Tam Livrem Misham Bisil Misalkin Loin. From the place that B'charim bring a Rayo, from there Bisil or Doiche the Rayo. Refute the Rayo. Matar the Bicham, what's the reason Bichamai Bereshis Bor Elokim Yetzah Shemayim Ve'Oretz? That it says Shemayim before Oretz. Misham Bisil Misalkim Loin, because it says right after that Ve'Oretz Hoyso. The next words of the pasuk is Ve'Oretz Hoyso Kavar Hoyso. It was there first. Habirich B'Shir Chachamim Im Lebriyah. If we talk about the creation, Shemayim Kodmu. V'im L'Shichlul, means once it was created to set it up and to complete it, then Ha'aretz Kodmu. The Ha'aretz came first. Im L'Briyah Shemayim Kodmu, because it says Bereishis Bor Elokim, Yetzah Shemayim Ve'Oretz, as Bisham said. Im L'Shichlul Ha'aretz Kodmu, because it says B'Yom Yisrael Yetzah Shemayim Elokim, Eretz Shemayim, so that Asiyo Eretz comes first. Says the Gemara now, Shemayim Barishoyin Kebichamai. According to Bichamai, Shemayim were created first on the first day of creation. And then also Shloisha Yomim, then there was a break of 3 days. V'osu Toldos, and then came the Toldos of the Shemayim. Because Risha Chenu Shlishi is the 3 days break. But Revi Yihim Oiris, on the fourth day of creation, Revi, that's when the Oiris came, which are in the Shemayim. Continues the one of this theme. Yam B'Sheni Kibichamai. Go to Bichamai. So once he did Shemayim in the first day, the second day was created the sea. Also Shloish Yomim, you have a break of 3 days. For also Tolodos, then you have Tolodos. What is the 3 days? Sheni V'Shlishi V'Rvi. B'Chamishi Yishutzu Amayim. So then comes all the fish that came in the water. Eretz B'Shlishi Kibichamai. Go to Bichamai in the third day, that's when they created the Eretz. Also Shloish Yomim V'Also Tolodos. So then wait for 3 days. Shlishi V'Rvi V'Chamishi. B'Shishi Toitz Eretz. And on the Friday, the Toitz Eretz, all the Chayas. Now that's according to Bichamai. Continues the one that says, Eretz by Rishoin, Kibitzilil. According to Basil, the Eretz was created on the first day. That's Shemayim V'Aretz. So Eretz is created first. That's in the first day, on Sunday. Also, Shnei Yomim, you take 2 days break, means Sunday, Monday. For also Toldos, then you have the Toldos. Rishoin, Rishaini, B'Shlishi, Teach Eretz. And the Shlish you have, Teach Eretz. Shemayim B'Sheni Kibisil. According to Basil, what's created in the second is Shemayim, which comes after the Oretz. Also, Shnei Yomim, then you have 2 days. For also Tolodos, then comes the Tolodos of Shemayim. So, Sheni B'Shlishi is the 2 day break. Perivi Yimi Oyrus. Yam B'Shlishi Kibisil. According to Basil, what was created in the third day is the sea. Also, Shnei Yomim, for also Tolodos, Shivirvi B'Chamishi Yishutsu Amayim. So based on the Mechlekes of Bicham Yisilo, what was created first, that's how you also explain the Toilodos that come to the world. I don't understand this Mechlekes regarding Bria Soilam. What I say is, Shamayim V'Aretz Loi Nivru, Ela Kelafas Hazeh V'Kikisuyo. The way Shamayim V'Aretz are created is like a pot and its cover. They come together. Matam says, Af Yodi Yozdo Oretz, V'Yimini Tovcha Shamayim. So you take the two hands and put it together. אמר בלעזר רבי שמעון, אם כדעת הזו שמעה בו, פעמים שהוא מקדים שמיים לארץ, פעמים שהוא מקדים ארץ לשמיים. In base of what he said, I understand why some פסוקים says שמיים before ארץ, and ארץ before שמיים, אלא מלאם ששתיהם שקולים זה כזה, because they both come together, so that makes sense, so he agrees with his שיטה. הלכה בי זוקת המשנה. Yoisi ben Yoizarim is Shaloi Lismuch. So when you have, you bring an animal on Yom Tev, you don't do smicha on the animal. Even though you have a din to do smicha, and at least lechatchilo, techev lesmicha shchito, right before shchito you do smicha, but Yoisi ben Ezra says, you don't do smicha on Yom Tev. Yoisi ben Yoichon Yoimel Lismuch, you could do smicha on Yom Tev. Shur in Prakha Amel Shaloi Lismuch. Matar Beil Yoimel Lismuch. Yudim ben Taba Yoimel Shaloi Lismuch. Shimon Shetach Yoimel Lismuch. Shma Yoimel Lismuch. Here the order is the opposite. Hilu Menachem loy nichleku. Hilu Menachem did not argue. Yotzo Menachem. Menachem left. The guy wasn't explaining why. Where did he leave to? Venichas Shama. Shama came instead of Menachem. Hilu Yomer Lismuch. Shama Yomer Shloy Lismuch. And in the entire list that we mentioned, Harishonim Hayu Nisim. The first ones were the Nasi of Am Yisrael. Vashnim of Beisin. The second ones were the of Beisin. So the guy was showing you loy ta mechlekes Beisrael. Originally, there was no mechlekes at all. Ella lasmicha bilvat. Only smicha was the only argument there was. I mean, this was the first machlekes in Am Yisrael. Then Shami Hillel argued in four things, because Mishnah Nedius brings three other machlekes that they had. Once, there were many talmidim who did not learn well by the Rebbe. So they didn't know the Torah so well. Rabba machlekes b'Yisrael. There was many machlekes in Am Yisrael. Ve'nechlegu l'shtei kitos. It was divided into two separate groups. Eilu mitamim ve'eilu mitamim. One group says tamim, and one group says tar. Ve'odeinu asid l'achzlam koyimad shevo ben Dovid. Until Dovid HaMelech comes back, meaning until Mashiach comes back, we'll still keep the machlekes in Am Yisrael. Don't disregard shvus as only the rabbanon. Sherei smicha ena elo rishus. Another gear so here in elo shvus. What is smicha? Smicha is a din the rabbanon, not to lean on the animal. And look at the big machlekes that they had for all the generations. You see, when you do smicha, you really need to lean on the animal fully. The Lord can. If not, man, I'm also legal. But you want to tell me you can't touch the animal? So why did they argue if you could do smicha? And it's not that you're touching the animal; you're completely leaning on the animal. That's what the Mishnah says. The Menachem left. Where did Menachem go to? Meaning, he went to Tarbus Ruah. He left the Torah. That's why he left his position. Meaning he was forced to go out by the Malchus. Who zug he and 80 peers of the Chachamim Milubashim Tirkizov dressed in golden clothes. She shir pneim kishulik there, they made their face black like the bottom of a pot. Shomlem kisul karen ashar shein lechem chelik b'elkei Yisrael. The Malchus forced them to write they don't have a shaychus to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means that they made their face black. The Korban Eid explains over here that because the Umois make Zeres and Am Yisrael, they dress nicely to come and appease them. That's what means the Yotza, he went to speak to Umos Oilom. Says the Gemara, Ana Tanino on Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi, Veshimon ben Shetach Avbezin. According to our Mishnah, the first one on the list is a Nasi, the second one is Avbezin. So Yehuda ben Taboi is a Nasi, and Shimon ben Shetach is Avbezin. Is Tani Tani Michlub this? There is a Bryce that says the opposite. Says the Gemara, if you base on base, Mando, my Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi. Udo the Alexandria Messiah. If you say Yehuda ben Taboi is the Nasi, so then the story in Alexandria works well. Why? Because there is we mentioned that Yehuda ben Taboi was a Nasi. What's the story? It says Yehuda ben Taboi have a bnei Yerushalayim bone meminisei Nasi b'Yerushalayim. So the people of Yerushalayim wanted to make him a Nasi. Arik v'ozale l'Alexandria. So he ran away to Egypt to Alexandria. They wrote a letter. The big Yerushalayim sent to the small Alexandria. Ad matai arusi yoishev etzachem. Until when my chosn is by you. V'ani yoishev etzagum olav. And I'm sad here without him. Pirish migo maisu goyilfo. So then he came and he went in a boat to go back to Yerushalayim. Omer dechur marto debeso dekabaltan ma havus chaseru. Says, I remember so nicely the hostess that we were by there in Alexandria. She was such a good machnisas orchim. She was not missing anything. So Amar lichamin talmidoy. So one of the talmidim told him, Rav, eino hava shova. She had a broken eye, meaning she wasn't perfect. She wasn't so beautiful. Amar lo atarti gabor. Two things I have against you. Chado techashtetani. Meaning you thought that I'm talking about her beauty. You choshebi, choshebik shame. That's what I'm talking about. The second thing that you look there, what are you staring at this other hostess? Mara Morris, yeah, Berivio, do you think I'm talking about her beauty? Laura Morris, Elabuudor, her maisim, a good maisim, that she did such a beautiful achras zorchim. Because Alai Ozel, and he was angry on the Talmud and left. Meaning this Talmud left his Rebbe. So in this story, we see that Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi. That's the whole story. They went to call Yehuda ben Tabai because he was the Nasi. Man, the one who says Shimon ben Shedach says he was the Nasi. So the story of Ashkelon works by him. Why? Because it was three Hasidim of Ashkelon. There were two Hasidim in the city of Ashkelon. They ate together, shot together, drank together, learned Torah together, because they were very close friends. One of them was Nifter. He died, and they didn't do enough covet for him in his levaya. They didn't do for him what's called chesed shelemes. Then mis bray the mayan moiches. This moiches is a tax collector. Usually he was a rasha, and his son died. Uvatal kol medinoso migmul chesed. Everybody came to levaya, you know, to come and impress the moiches. So this chassid got very sad. It's terrible that the Sein Yisrael, meaning referring to Am Yisrael, they don't have schusim because they're not giving cover to the chassid. So his friend came to him in his dream. Don't disgrace Am Yisrael. There's a cheshmer for each thing. Meaning, I'm the chassid. The reason why they didn't give me such covet because there's some avera they had to rectify, and the way Akash Baruch Hu rectified the sin is by not having a lot of covet in my levaya. And the son of the moiches, he was a rosha, and he did only one chesed, so his gemul, his reward was he had a very special levaya. Ma choiva avodu chassidu. What exactly did this chassid do wrong? Chasle avod choiva min yomoy. He didn't really do anything wrong. One time, by mistake, he put tefillin shiroish before tefillin shiyat. What is the good thing that the son of the moiches did? He didn't really do anything good. He once made a big sudo. Nobody came. He made a big sudo for the people of the city, and people did not come to eat. So he had a lot of leftovers. Meaning the poor people can eat it, so it won't go for waste. Another gifsa is loy kalkala, should not get spoiled. He was going in the market and fell from him one eagle, meaning a piece of food. A poor man saw it, took it. He didn't tell him a thing, not to embarrass him. So that was the nice thing that he did. Meaning he sees his friend, the chassid, in Gan Eden, going among the gardens, the orchards, and the springs of water. And he sees the son of the moiches, his tongue is sticking out to the river, he's trying to get to the water, he's not able to get to. Meaning he's in Gan Eden, he's not able to really enjoy Gan Eden. That's the worst Gehenim, to see the Gan Eden and not to be able to benefit from it. In addition, Miriam Bras Alei Betzolim, he sees this woman. And what does he see by the woman? He sees her breasts hanging up in strings. He sees the pivot of the door of Gehenom in her ear. Why did she deserve to get this punishment? She used to fast and tell everybody that she's fasting. Some say that she would fast one day and then eat for 2 days, but she would tell everybody that she's fasting. Until when she will be in this punishment? Until Shimon Shidduch comes, and then we'll take out this from her ear and put it into his ear. He'll start getting this punishment. Why is he getting this punishment? If I become the Nasi, I'm going to kill the witches that lived in his time. He became the Nosi. He did not kill the witches. So there's a tie-in against him. They're really going to punish him. There's 80 witches they're sitting in the cave in Ashkelon. They're ruining the world. Go tell. In other words, the reason why this chassid is seeing this whole thing is to go and be the messenger to tell Shimon ben Shetach. Amaloin on a dochil duhu govar neshayo. He's the nosi. Veloy ava misamti. He's not going to believe me. I'm coming telling the nosi that he's in trouble. Amulei ihemna chatovos. If he believes you, great. Veloy ovida din simona kamoi. I'm going to give you a simon to show him that he's going to believe you. Have yodoch al einoch. Put your hand on your eye. Veafkon. Your eye will come out. Then you could put it back in. So you're able to take in out and in your eye. That would be a simon that you're saying the truth. So he went to Shirim Meshet and told him the story. He says, I want to show you the simon. I'm saying the truth. He says, I don't have to give me any simon. I know you're chassid, you're tzaddik. You could do much more than just take out your eye. When I said I'm going to get rid of the riches, I didn't say it in my mouth, I just thought about it. And the fact that you know about it, that shows me that you're saying the truth. And he was going to continue on to say the story, how did Shimon ben Shetach get rid of the witches? But here, this is a rayo that Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi, because that was a tiny on him. He was the Nasi and he didn't get rid of the witches that he said he will. So there's a rayo to the Mandoma that says that Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi and not Yehuda ben Taboi. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo Daf Yud Beis.